Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year from the streets.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. The streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that, when I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther, don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. First of all, we want to say what the deal to the world. How you doing? A happy new year. First show of the year is going down. Yo, Ro, what the deal, baby? What the deal?
Man, happy new year to everybody, man. All the listeners, you know, 28,000 strong. That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. Man, I want to say what's up to everybody, man. We made it to 2014. What's next? Can we do it better? That's what we better do, L Boogie. We got to do it better this season. You know what I mean? Man, I want to, man, before the show even gets started, L Boogie, man, I want to give a big shout out to Grand Canyon University. God, up to you.
Jeez.
Become D1 and win your first conference game at home in style. Man, big up to the athletic director, Keith Baker. Man, you know, he keep us tight. You know what I'm saying, L Boogie? He keep the truth to us. You know what I'm saying? Coach Mack. What's up with you, Coach Mack, man? My brother, Coach Mack, man. That was my college coach, man. Got a text from him on New Year, man. Glad to hear everything is all right with Coach Mack, man. You never know. He might drop a dime on the cell, but you know he's good with them no-looks. Yeah, happy New Year to everybody. Jewel, you know what I'm saying? The sports officials, man. L Boog, how was your New Year, man?
Hopefully the New Year be better than 13. You know what I mean? Good things happen. You know, would have been a trifecta if all my teams would have at least made the playoffs and won. But, hey, like my man Ricky Bobby said, if you ain't first, you last. So only one of my teams is playing for the goal right now. And I got one pending. Oh, we Florida State. We coming in, and we taking over the SEC. Thank you, Oklahoma, for showing that the SEC is a little overrated. Oh, I got the bars. Oh, my goodness. Look. They throwing kites and everything. I see you. It's frenzy. It's Frenzy Friday
in the streets, and you know it's always Freestyle Friday. We got a lot going on. We're going to talk about the NFL playoffs. We're going to talk about Chris Cluey, the ex-punter for the Minnesota Vikings, on his stand on same-sex marriage. Man, what's your opinion about that? We're also going to talk about the bowl games. Oklahoma shocking Alabama. To some, it was shock. To some, it wasn't. You be the judge. We got the Orange Bowl tonight, Ohio State, Clemson. What's your take on that game? And no, I don't want to hear the thoughts of Ohio State Buckeye fans if they win. Man, we would have played Florida State, but you didn't. You didn't beat Michigan State, so you don't have anything to stand on. It's the streets. Like Biggie Small said, either you sell crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Either you win or you lose. Only one team cutting the net down.
I'm walking on with the press pal.
You already know. It's frenzy, man. Cotton Bowl. Oh, my goodness. Ro, how was your boy Johnny Money, man? What that Chick-fil-A he was in, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A bowl was tight, man. If you didn't know, now you know. It's all about Johnny Money. If he don't be the number one pick in the NFL draft coming up in, what, April? Hey, man, look, there's something going on. Did you see what he did? That's what you need, L Boogie. What you say? I want, no, it wasn't you. It was Mike Singletary. I want winners. I can't play with them. I won't have them in my locker room. I want winners. I almost sound like Coach Mack, too. Coach Mack used to be threatening. Boy, I see you home. Better bring your A-Jags. But look. Hey, man. Oklahoma. Congratulations, Oklahoma. You did the thing. You backed up Bob Stoops' words, made him look like a king. They might have kept his job alive for about 7-8 more years there, Boogie. You know, they love him in Oklahoma.
Oh, man, it was like he was getting baptized with the Gatorade. You saw how he was. Woo! He liked both showers. Like, woo, way to get away those sins from this year. But in the next 2 or 3 years, he has to win a national championship with this quarterback he just showed. And for all you Oklahoma fans who was believing in Blake Bell, I told you, you will not win a national championship with him at the helm. I told you that. Good thing you changed it up. But we're not going to talk about that right now. Let's talk about this NFL. Big games going on tomorrow. Wild card weekend. Who you got, Ro? On Saturday, you got the Chiefs and the Colts, and you got New Orleans and Philly. On Sunday, you got San Diego at Cincinnati, San Francisco at Green Bay. Now, they're saying that 3 out of the games is going to be weather problems. Will that play a factor in some of these games? Will experience play a factor?
Man, you know the weather always plays a part. It's dealing with the elements. And these elements just don't happen to be in the wintertime. You see what they're doing in Philly? They're talking about, man, if you have snow in Philly, Philly snow and Philly fans do not go good together. Because we all know Philly fans play baseball and hockey. They know how to throw. They know how to throw snowballs, L Boogie. And their aim is accurate. Boy, I'm talking about you know, even the referees take them. So you do not want snow in Philadelphia for the fans because, I mean, it's already bad enough that New Orleans has to come in and don't let New Orleans do the unthinkable and run through these boys. Whew! The Eagles, I'm giving you a shot. You got a chance. You got home field. That's what you wanted. You won the NFC East. You're the hottest team in the league. What you want me to say? You just got to do you. And if you can do you, you just might have a chance. I'm going to leave that right there. Chiefs, the Colts. That's the only game that doesn't have a problem with the weather because it's indoor. Now, that's the first game tomorrow. I'm going to wake up, brush my teeth, give me a bunch of yak and watch the game. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to be the way to start the new year. You know what I'm saying? So I got Jamal Charles, Texas, baby. You know, but even though Andrew Luck from Texas, I mean, this one went to the University of Texas. So I'm going with Jamal Charles at Kansas City, who started the season the hottest, and I'm going to roll with the Chiefs, man. So those are my two picks for Saturday. Do you want my two picks for Sunday?
Not so fast, my friend. Let me intervene for the AFC right quick, and we'll get to the NFC. Hold on, though.
Well, who you going with here since you stuck in a hurry to get on me? Who you got?
I'm going with the Luck, man. I feel lucky. And I think that Andrew Luck will prevail. I'm not so sold on Alex Smith. I'm sorry, bro. And they did not peak near the end of the year. So I'm going with, you know what I'm saying, the Indianapolis Colts. That boy Matt is coming off the end there, man. I think it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be real hard for Alex Smith and them. Don't let it be a shootout. If they get behind, it's ugly. But they depend on their defense. But I'm going with the Colts. And I'm going with Drew Brees. He's Breezy. That's for Breezy. You know, I call him for Breezy because he always lighting up the spot. He's going to make it smell good. He always putting, you know what I mean? So I'm going with for Breezy, man.
All season you be talking about Breeze ain't it. He can't do it all the
time.
What's your custom feeding?
It's a new year. So I'm going new, man. I'm giving God a benefit of the doubt. This year. That might be my new thing. But if I'm going for Breeze to go up in Philly because they keep saying he can't do it, he better show me that he's Hall of Fame. He better show me. In the inclement weather and all that, you play that Purdue. You're a Hall of Famer. You better get it done, Drew, or I might start calling you suspect.
Boy, there you go. They can't play in the cold. I mean, they can play in the cold, but, nah, man, Philly got that boy they call Shady, NFL's lead rusher. They're going to be coming off that blitz, boy, and I'm telling you, they're going to throw that screen. You know Shady only got to make two or three moves in the snow. Can't catch that boy. He broke a record in the snow this season. Come on, man. Nick Foles. Good old Nick. Did you know he's from Texas? Cut. Boy, we hot. Love that state, boy.
So who you got in the NFC games?
On Sunday?
On Sunday. You got,
there you go.
My fault. The Sunday games. You got the Chargers at Cincinnati. And you got San Francisco at the frozen tundra. At the frozen tundra. Let me not get emotional. Sorry, world. But let me get your picks first. I don't want to be biased. Go ahead.
We already know where you're going, so we ain't going to eat triple you. But I'm going to tell you this. San Diego, y'all were blessed to be in the playoffs. First of all, Kansas City only played two starters out of the whole 22 that's supposed to be on the field, you know. And then you had to go into overtime to be blessed to win the game. So I don't give you no kind of shot, San Diego. Phillip Rivers, you good. You all right. You all right. But, man, you ain't. Boy, watch what the Cincinnati Bengals do to that boy. And if you didn't know, number 55 for the Cincinnati Bengals, ASU led the league in tackles. And if you don't think he going to get to Phillip Rivers, think again, because he coming with it. And then for the evening game, Boogie, here we go. You know what? Because I don't want to see your five versus slow. I'm going to go with the Cheeseheads this week, man. I'm going to ride with you. I'm going to Packerland, man. Can you bring some Swiss cheese back? Can you show me what you worth? I mean, come on, man. San Francisco ain't won in Lambeau and I don't know how long. And the myth is true. Can't play in that cold weather. It's going to be about 2 degrees when the kickoff starts. So good luck, San Fran. I know you're a good team. You're pretty hot, won a couple of games to end the season in a nice fashion. Man, you got to go to the frozen tundra. They got that boy they call AR-12 back. You saw what he did last week. Such a shame. Who you got, Elwood?
I think that we finally agree on something, Ro, with the Cincinnati and the San Diego game. But one thing about both quarterbacks, they throw a lot of picky pools. They throw a lot of picky pools. So it all depends on who throws the least picky pools between that game.
Well, Cincinnati 9-0 at home. So, I mean, you know, if that's anything to look at, you know.
And listen to this. We're talking about people getting fired. If Marvin Lewis doesn't win the game, if he doesn't win a playoff game, he needs to be whacked. Get him out of here. Sorry, Marvin. We both had the same agent. But you got to go, man.
You got to get your two-step on. Got to start preparing yourself like Shanahan. Two notepads and an iPad.
And now, listen to this, bro. I know you're going to, you know, my heart, I love my G, you know what I'm saying? G stands for gangster. G stands for grind. G stands for get money. You know what I mean? So I love my G-men, you know what I mean, Green Bay, but I'm going to say this. If our defense doesn't contain Kaepernick, and with the weather being the way it is, it should help us. We have to take advantage of early mistakes that I think he might make. We have to take Frank Gore out the game and put it in Kaepernick's hands, man, on throwing the ball.
You don't want that. You don't want Kaepernick. You don't want it in his hands. He already did rush for a record on y'all last year. What else you want the boy to do? You do not want it in his hands. Now, look, I told you I was going with the cheese head, but don't be messing it up, man. Don't be telling me nothing like this, man. Because I don't want to go with the 49ers. I told you, man, they got five rings like my squad. I don't want y'all.
I got to call Mike McCarthy and tell him I need another linebacker to take a 15-yard penalty in the fine and hit Kaepernick on the sideline and get him to forgive him 15-yard penalty later. Now, we're here. We're here, Pat. You kissing your bicep and all that. It ain't happening this time. You ain't going to go berserk on this in Lambo. Uh-uh, not on my watch. I got to call Mike on that one, though. But yeah, man, before we go to the commercial break, man, a couple minutes that we have left before we go to the break, what do you feel about this, you know, this Chris Cooley situation in Minnesota? He was a 2012 punter for those guys, and he was an advocate for same-sex marriage in Minnesota. And he took a stand. Coach Frazier called him into the office and told him, you know what I mean, you need to be careful for what you're doing or whatnot as far as agreeing with that or being an advocate for that. And he was released. And he had an article on Deadspin, and the quote that he said was, "I was fired by two cowards and a bigot." And this happened 14 months ago, if the world doesn't know. But what do you think about that, Ro? They releasing him, firing him from his job because he was advocate of same-sex marriage. In other terms, that's the allegations. Nobody has said anything about it as far as who said what. Are those things true? So what do you think about that, Ro?
Man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I done learned from working and doing this show that you just wait until all the information comes out. Because we don't know if it's true or not. Everybody want to know who said it and where it came from. Whoop de whoop, man. I don't know if it's true. Oh, well, man, that's just the way of the world nowadays, man. Everybody trying to get away and be undercover. And now, you know, here it is hitting the airwaves. And now it's the biggest story in, you know, on the web and on the news. Man, I ain't trying to hear all that right now, man. I like, you know, talk about the good stuff. If he was a better kicker, he wouldn't have to worry about his job. So whether or not he was same-sex marriage and trying to do that or not, you know what I mean? So be a better kicker. Go practice. go get your game. How old is Cluey? Like 49? Trying to kick a ball?
Streets, man. I tell you what, I don't understand why it's so much of a big deal of somebody's preference when you all you think you're asking them to do is do their job. That's on any job. What does it matter? As long as you get the job done. You know, after you, you know, whatever, after the reporters, after you punch out, so to speak, on a regular job in the streets, so be it. But it kills me that we are so much wondering or inquiring about what somebody's preference is and what they like when they at work. So basically, that's what that is. And people need to just start accepting it now, man. You know what I mean? Because they're pushing it on you. They're going to push it on you. So, you know, and one more last stat, bro. Law of average. The Saints are 0-5 all time on the road. That's going to change tomorrow.
Ah,
in
there you go.
City of brotherly love, man.
I should be taking you to Vegas.
When we come back off the commercial break, we're going to holler some more about the NFL, who made the Pro Bowl, who got snobbed, who should have made it, and also
that's
later on in the show.
That's the All-Pro team, L Boogie.
What did I say?
The Pro Bowlers. It's the All-Pro team.
The All-Pro team. Didn't they announce the Pro Bowl too?
Not yet. Just the All-Pro team. And then we'll see the Pro Bowlers here in a minute, after the conference championships.
Yeah, I still didn't like some of the guys that got, you know what I mean, who's on there. I think it's just a lot of reputation. But only player, 7 games of the season, A-Rod should be first team All-Pro. Streets talk. When we come back, we're going to take some of the callers, see their take on it, and we got special guests that's coming to the show. 347-855-8896. Get with us on the blog, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. Oh, man, podcast, if you miss it or you just tuning in and you want to go back, hear yourself, man, get at us. Hey, yo, Ro, keep yourself nice, man. And listen, it's going to be freezing over there in them games. And I'm so glad I live in Phoenix. The streets, baby. Let's go.
First out of all my niggas, this rap shit cracked and I've all my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, some niggas drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga K shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass through to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas. And I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Dope boys, my niggas. My nigga, my nigga. YG, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Rich homie, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down. Got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit our water and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink that act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got the yellow?
Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
got weight. My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. YG, my nigga, and I ain't going in that channel.
We back.
Woo-wee.
Man.
That's why all the homies in there inside of Mel Boogie. We gonna get to all of you. I see you, Skeeter Mo. I see you, Big Brother Bass. California casino down there. I see it.
Wonder where the hell he been. He be everywhere, too. Ain't no telling where he went for the new year.
You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure we're going to get to him, too. Hell, Boogie. Right before the break, man, we talking about that All-Pro team. Who been selected to the All-Pro team. You know what I'm saying? I got that list. You know what I mean? Some pretty good names on the list. I know you ain't going to like some of them, but we're going to run it down, man. You already know who was the only unanimous pick for the list. You know what I'm saying? That was your boy Peyton Manning, of course, hands down. You know what I mean? Then it's a couple of more, man. You know, your boy Jimmy Graham, tight end for New Orleans, he got in. Him and Robert Mathis, the linebacker for Indianapolis, they actually had 49 votes, which is the second most votes that you can get, you know, after Peyton. You know, that's pretty good. Your boy LeSean McCoy and Richard Sherman brought up the tail end with 48 votes for the All-Pro. So, you know, it was a pretty good run. I'm glad to see Richard Sherman was up in there, you know what I'm saying, because he was that lockdown corner we get every year, you know, and he proved that he could stand his own. And then the only rookie on the list as a kick returner is your boy from Minnesota, Cordarrelle Patterson. That boy got a long name, Cordarrelle Patterson. That's country, and Cordarrelle. He pretty good, too. He got them wheels out of Tennessee, you know what I'm saying? University of Tennessee, that is. Them other boys, my man Luke Kuechly, the dude from Carolina, 24 tackles in the game. Boy, you know how he get down. Fullback Mike Tober from Carolina, made the cut. Ryan Khalil, right in that center position for Carolina, made the cut. Three Carolina players, man, made that All-Pro team. Your boy Evan Mathis as a guard for Philadelphia. Him right along with Jason Peters, man. You know, them boys on that offensive line for Philly. That's how Nick Foles was able to do his thing. You had Luis Vasquez out of Seattle, another guard. Young dude getting it in, L Boogie. You got to peep him out. You know, next time the Seattle Seahawks play in a couple weeks, watch him, man. He's pretty good. And, of course, you got that boy Earl Thomas from Seattle back there at safety. Causing ruckus. He don't even look for the ball. He's just trying to give you the knockout blow. You know what I'm saying? Wide receivers, of course. Megatron. And I have to give it up. I got to stand up and salute on this one. Josh Gordon, you deserve it. Two 200-yard games in a row? Man, look, man, you got to. I don't know who was throwing you the ball, but yeah, I'm glad you made it because you had a hell of a season. Jamal Charles, of course, tackle Joe Thomas from Cleveland, always doing dirt down there. J.J. Watt, Robert Quinn from St. Louis. Man, that young tackle right there is a beast. Your boy Gerald McCoy on defense, of course, the Tampa wrecking shop. Him and Ndamukong Suh down there in Detroit. Man, and then these linebackers. I must say I was really surprised when I saw the first one, Lavonte David. If you don't know who Lavonte David is, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, get to know him. Or if you don't want to get to know him, you're going to get to know him soon. And, of course, the man who saved Candlestick, Navarro Bowman, 49er rapper, you know what I mean, did his thing when he had to. Patrick Peter Patterson from the Arizona Cardinals always stepping his game up. And, you know, that safety Eric Berry from Kansas City, now that he's back from his injury, doing big things as usual. And then the kickers and punters, you know, Justin Tucker from Baltimore, Johnny Hecker from St. Louis, you know, those guys made it respectively. But, You know, I don't know how you don't like the names on the list, L Boogie. All the names fit. You're just a hater this evening. What's going on? What's in your cup?
Listen, man. Joe Thomas, the last 2 years I've seen him give up a couple sacks a game. He should not be in the Pro Bowl. He's just going on his name, and now, man, it's like Kobe Bryant. We're just going to pick you because you're Joe Thomas. The fans pick, man, the Pro Bowlers, and the men tell me that the writers and the coaches pick the All-Pros, and they came up with Joe Thomas. If that's the case, why does, you know, Campbell for the Browns is on his backside damn near every play? And don't you say it, Cleveland fans. It's not Joe Thomas' fault. He plays left tackle.
He just love to get on Cleveland, man. I must say, I will say this. I'm upset that there's not a defensive back for the Philadelphia Eagles on that list.
Why not?
Because if it wasn't for Kerry Williams locking up and doing the things that he do or that he did this season, even after attacking Riley Cooper.
Straight.
Hey, he was part of that mix of the defense that held strong when they really needed to. And so, you know, I mean, you can't knock Williams. Every week you saw Williams in there scrapping, doing his things. It was always him causing the noise for the Eagles on defense. So that's the only one that I would knock. I mean, but how you going to knock Eric Berry and Patrick Patterson? Come on, man. I mean, you just can't do it. But, I mean, I would have gave him a shot at least, you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
What you want to do, man? You want to go ahead and transform this up, man? You want to get the sports business?
Hold on. And I know, Patrick Peterson, I know you hear me out there. This year, a lot of pass interference calls on Patrick Peterson. Sorry, MBG, as far as being on that team, nothing but garbage. You cost the Cardinals a couple big plays by getting interference calls, and I got a chance to watch you up close because I have the ticket. Thank you, NFL. But in the streets, you average. You average. You ain't all pro. Not this year, Patrick. There we go. We're just putting guys in because of their name.
You a hater.
No. We in the streets, and you know what I'm doing. I'm giving it to you from a street perspective, baby. And you know what we always got to do, bro? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Oh, boy, it's the new year. You know, I was with my girlfriends call in. That's what I'm talking about.
Straight. Let's do it, man. Let's transform up, man.
Oh, man, you know how we get down. You know, the host with the most, man. P-Nick, man. You know, we even got that Neil and Neil who like me, man, be on the board doing his ass. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you in the house.
Hey, you know it, baby. You know it. Hey, the boy wants to hear that.
You know what I'm saying? The producer OG. You know, man, that's the street officials is definitely in for the new year. What's up, family?
How y'all doing, man?
Yeah, what's up, world?
What's going on? Can I jump in right quick before everybody starts, you know, before we get everybody get a turn? You know, and I know Boogie got to go street talk on him. I got no problem with that, Boogie. We talking about Joe Thomas, man. There ain't nobody on the blind side better in the NFL right now. You know what I'm saying? He was voted to the Pro Bowl by the players. I mean, by the fans, excuse me. He's the first team. You know what I'm saying? He's the first team Pro Bowl. He, as a matter of fact, he's been in the Pro Bowl every year since he's been in the league. Seven-time Pro Bowler. Voted by the fans, Boogie. That's by the fans, okay? And last but not least, I just want to ask my cohorts, and that includes everybody, from the streets to the courts and the officials, how can the team have five Pro Bowlers You know what I'm saying? Only behind three other teams in the NFL. How can the team have two all-pro first-teamers and three all-pro second-teamers, and we ain't even got no damn coach? Somebody explain that to me, man. That's all I got to say.
You know why? You want to know why? I tell you why.
Tell me why, Boogie. Tell me why, Boogie.
You don't have a quarterback. That's
Johnny
why.
Money, baby. We need Johnny Money.
Ask Kansas City. They had the most pro bowlers last year, but they didn't have a serviceable quarterback. You got to have a serviceable quarterback in the NFL. You got to.
I agree. I agree, bro. I agree. No arguments here, man. No arguments here, brother. But, hey, man, Happy New Year to the streets, fellas. That's all I got to say, man.
Oh, man, likewise. Likewise to the sports officials. Let me ask you guys this. Neil, I know we're going to get to the NCAA, but let me ask you this about these football games. It's wild card weekend. Who do you think has the upper hand, and what do you think it being an upset special for the weekend?
Man, hey, all the cold teams who at home going to win. The Packers, the Eagles, they both play warm weather teams, man, who ain't used to that cold. Now, you got to understand, you going to Green Bay this time of year, that's a different kind of cold. I mean, it's cold in Atlanta right now, man. 10 degrees, man. You know, we ain't used to this. We tripping right now. I'm talking about people going to
right.
the stores there. It's like, you know what I mean? Just because it's 10 degrees. But out there in Green Bay, it's like minus 30 degrees, you know what I mean, with snow and the ice and the wind chill and all everything that go along with the cold, man. So, and they're used to that, man. Every year we always talk about, you know, how the weather going to affect all the playoff games because all the cold weather teams, for some reason, always host the playoff games. I mean, like Green Bay, you know what I mean? And it's a home field advantage, man. I mean, don't nobody want to go up there and play in that, man. So, I definitely think Green Bay got an advantage, and I think they're going to win, man. And I also think Philly going to pull it out against the Saints. Man, the Saints been struggling, man, these last couple games offensively, man. People ain't been paying attention. I mean, they had the one good game against Tampa Bay to get in to end, man, but that's Tampa Bay. That don't even count. But the last two games before that, man, on Breeze, that wasn't Breeze, man. It was, he was a little bit shaky, man. So I think the Eagles, man, you know, they've been putting points up on the board lately, man. I think they figured it out. So I definitely think, man, the Eagles, man, going to come through in that game, too.
What you think about Phillip Rivers and Andy Dalton over there?
Oh, man, you know how I feel about the Bungles, man. But they're at home this time, man. They used to play playoff games. Oh, yeah. They used to play playoff games, you know, on the road, man. But, shoot, man, if I'm mistaken, man, they undefeated at home, man. I don't see San Diego going out there.
8-0.
And especially if Dalton doesn't throw picks, man. If he can just keep it to two interceptions, man, they definitely going to win.
Just two, right?
Yeah, just two. Because that's the least he's going to throw. He's going to give you two. You know what I mean?
Right.
He can just keep two. He can just keep it under that. Yeah. He can keep it under that, man. They'd be all right.
Oh, man. So, and your last one, the Colts and the Chiefs, you got the Chiefs going into, you know what I'm saying, Lincoln Oil. You know what I mean? So who you got there?
Man, that's a pick'em game right there, man. Boy, hey. I like the Colts, man, because, you know, they're at home, man, and they got a lot of weapons as far as not really running the football, man, but, you know, they can spread the ball out a little bit, man, as far as digging and dunking. You know, that's what they do down there and play solid defense coming off that edge with Mathis. But, man, the Chiefs can run the football, man. Hey, I mean, any kind of way you want it, you know what I mean? They got their head. Well, I don't know if the number one pick tackle playing. I don't know if he's going to play. But their offensive line, man, is tremendous, man. They got gaping holes everywhere, man. And they give Alex Smith a whole lot of time, man, to make a good decision with their pretty decent tight end, man. They got a couple good receivers, not great. You know, Dwayne Bowman, and they got the kid from San Francisco who's doing pretty good. Right. But
Avery.
Yeah, they may be okay. Yeah, Avery, yeah, Johnny Avery. Yeah, they may be okay, man. But, man, if I had to pick it, man, I would say Kansas City going to win, man, because of the running game, man, the dynamic of Jamar Charles. Man, I can't stand that Texas-ish. You know what I mean? I ain't with that Texas. But, you know what I mean? But he'll call back, though. He'll call back, man. I think he's going to make the difference.
T-Nick, what you got on these games here, sir?
I'm going to run real quick, but I'm going to take the opposite of what y'all said, you know, what Neely Neal said. You know, Neely Neal went over who do what, who win what. I'm going to go with the chef. I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to do Vegas talk. Okay, the pick 'em game with KC and Indy, I think KC won a little bit more than Indianapolis do, man. And I really do. I think they got more weapons. Like Neil said, I think they can't stop that Jamal Charles train, man. I really don't think they can stop that train, man. I think that defense is way better. I can tell you this. Kansas City's defense match up better against Indianapolis offense, more so than the Colts' defense match up against the Chiefs' offense. So in the pick 'em game, I'm going to take KC. San Diego and Cincinnati, they're giving San Diego, it's San Diego plus 6.5. Give it to me. If you got that money to put it down, give me San Diego and Cincinnati. Neely Neal just told you. He guaranteed to throw you two picks. And the Dalton going to give you two. Now, is it going to be a pick six? You know what I'm saying? Or two pick sixes? I don't know. I like San Diego to win that game over Cincinnati, period. But give me San Diego and 6.5. New Orleans and Philly, it's New Orleans plus the 2.5. I know they've been struggling near these last couple of games. I know they're in the cold. You know, but Philly is just happy to be there, if you ask me. You know, this is the playoffs now. This the, like Neil likes to say, it comes down to defense. Do, defense. Do, defense. It's coming out of that. I'm going to take the Ryan brother, you know what I'm saying, over Philadelphia defense. So give me New Orleans plus 2.5. And last but not least, Boogie, I am a go, Pat, go. I'm with you all the way, brother. It's Green Bay plus 2.5 over San Francisco. And that temperature is about to get to the Ice Bowl comparison. You coming from San Fran to the coldness of Green Bay like that, man, them boys, they about to want no parts of that. They about to want no parts of that. Give me Green Bay plus 2.5. That's what I got on those. That's what I got on those this week.
Okay. Now it was a couple. It was a big game play yesterday in the NC, in the BCS Bowl. And shout out to Oklahoma once again. Also to Coach Stoops because he's the only coach in the BCS era that has won all BCS games, and he has won national championship. Now. He has a...
Hold on. I ain't hear that part right there, man. He said it again.
Yeah, he said, Stoop is the only one to win the Orange, the Fiesta, the Rose, and capped it off last night with the Sugar.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay.
Nobody ain't going to repeat that again, man. So that's the last time you're going to hear that from us.
Man, you know how to shut off over there.
I do want to make sure, man. I'm just checking, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, numbers never lie, you know? Hey, cause, you know, like everybody always say, man, you got to put the numbers up, baby.
And that's why they go hang them on the co-hanger.
I want to make this clear right quick, man. I got to do this, man. And I'm gonna make T. Nick explain this to y'all on Sunday. Even though, you know, I got ties to Alabama, you know, that's my alma mater, I didn't pick Alabama, okay? So make that sure, so make that clear on this show. T. Nick and my mother picked Alabama, and I'm going to make them explain that to y'all on Sunday, okay? You know what I mean? So my ties is with the Sooners, you know what I mean? Hey, Nick, I'm going to make you explain yourself.
I can't explain myself, man. I mean, well, actually, we are past the statute of limitations, you know, so I can't get arrested for this. Hey, but Alabama had that money, baby.
Smelling money.
It was my decision after that, you know what I mean? Hey, I just had to pick myself and go. You know what I mean? So, hey, my ties ain't there, man. I'm still with them Sooners, baby. Hey, Bumma Sooners. It's a Bumma Sooners day.
Let me ask you this. Big game on Monday. We have the BCS Championship, you know, number 2 Auburn versus number 1 Florida State. And let me ask you guys this. From per Mr. Stoops, he said that the SEC was a little overrated. Do you guys agree? We've seen some the SEC doing well in these bowls, so to speak. Other conferences not doing too well. What do you guys think about that? T. Nick, let me ask you first. You're a Miami Hurricane fan. from the ACC, so to speak. What do you think about those that comment by Coach Stoops?
Well, man, I'm gonna be honest with Coach Stoops. I agree with him, man. I really do. I agree that, you know, I know they've won the last, you know, Neil noticed that's what, four out of the last five out of the last six, out of the last seven, whatever it is. They've been dominating. I give them that. Got no problem with that. You know, but at the same time, you know, they are a little bit overrated if you ask me. You know, I mean, they are. It's great, man. It's a great conference to play in. You go head to head against everybody, but it's like this. Ooh, you play in the SEC, you ought to be in the national championship with one loss. You know, or ooh, if you're undefeated in the SEC, you ought to be in the national championship game. No, that's not necessarily true. I mean, it's not because you seen it last night. You know, with Oklahoma beating the brakes off Alabama. You know, in Alabama, you know, don't get me wrong, they was there. You got to play the game. They looked disinterested, if you ask me. But at the same time, you still had an opponent on the other side of the field, and they beat your head in is what they did. I mean, you can go on YouTube and see how the Caucasian lady got mad, and she jumped on the little Oklahoma fan and started punching him. Did y'all see that on YouTube?
I was going to talk about that.
Unbelievable. They didn't mean to steal your thunder, man, but they think they are so high and mighty that they can't lose to nobody. That's what they believe. You know, but going back to the original question which you asked, man, if you watch the 30 for 30, you hear those Miami players say, I respect Florida State. I don't respect Florida because Florida State never took us off their schedule. I'm ACC, man. If it can't be me, I'm ACC. I'm going with them Florida State Seminoles, man. The hell with Auburn. The hell with you, Neely Neal. I'm going with Florida State, dog. That's what I'm going with.
Well, let me answer the question first before I get on y'all and the rest of that noise y'all talking. Look. Hey. I love Stoops, man. You know, that's my boy, man. You know, hey, he our coach, he our guy, man. But I got to disagree with him on this. I mean, one, my boys just showed up yesterday, man. We the Sooners, man. You know, that's what we do, man. I mean, you can't just blame SEC just because they played the Sooners last time, man. We the Sooners, man. We beat everybody, man. I mean, everybody take care of us. But you know, Georgia didn't have their all-pro, all-superstar, you know, SEC's all-time leading passing quarterback playing. So I'm giving them a pass on that guy. But look, take this out, man. Look, SEC has won the last seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 national championships, man, back to back, man. Nobody can say anything to these dudes, man. They won the racket. I mean, they run the pimping business that we call NCAA football, man. They rule it. I mean, yeah, look, the biggest, fastest, strongest kids live, breathe, and reside in the South. I mean, it's the truth, man. I mean, I hate to say it, man. If you go down to Florida, man, I mean, you can't catch none of them kids, man. Why did the crime rate so high in Florida, man? Because the police can't catch them damn kids, man. I mean, the boys are dipping on their ass. You know what I mean? Dying there. The boys getting away.
They
on
feet.
You know what I mean?
Barefoot, running through the woods on you.
That's what they do. That's what they do in their spare time, man. They run and catch rabbits. Man, who can catch a rabbit, man? I mean, ain't nobody from Georgia or any other state, you know what I mean? But anyway, I mean, the SEC, man, physically, man, they just, I mean, like everybody said, man, when you from the South, man, you got your cornbread fed. I mean, your country born, man, you eat cornbread, beans, and rice every day, man. You know, you're a big boy, man, big strong kid, man. You know, and that's what all it is. The SEC, man, they're going to keep dominating the front line. They're going to keep dominating on the defensive line. They're going to keep dominating the offensive line. Jadeveon Clowney, they're going to keep coming to SEC schools. I mean, the Quancho kid from Alabama, man, the big offensive tackle, they're going to keep going to Alabama's, man, and they're going to keep winning, man. And as far as Alabama, you're right. They are arrogant, man. They do not like to lose, man. They don't like to lose at any kind of junction or function or whatever you want to say. They won three out of the last four national championships, which is impressive. But everybody knows you can't win every year, man. You can't win every game, man. At some point, man, your singles are going to graduate. You know what I mean? You're going to have kids go to the league. You know what I mean? And stuff is going to change, man. It's going to be different, man. So I definitely think the SEC still is the most dominant conference, man. And until somebody knock them off, man, I still think it is, man. I mean, from and top to bottom, man, it's a damn tough out. Every team is a tough out. Every team.
Right. And I agree with you on that, Nilly. The SEC, I mean, 7 in a row. Until you can, you know, get there or do better, I mean, hey, you just got to roll with it. You know what I mean? Got to have a team, got to have a conference out there that can knock them. And, you know, great thing that the BCS is over with, we going to have a playoff. And we going to see some real competition coming up with this playoff coming up. So, you know, hey, guys, here's what I need y'all to do, man. We got to take a quick one. So y'all hold tight. And guess what, man? When we come back for the commercial, we're going to bring the chef in, too, man. So we're going to see.
Oh, that's my dollar right there.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Hold the line. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie. You know how we get down. Won't you tell the people what they need to do, Pippin?
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, Streets is talking, Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. And don't forget, world, T-Row is the producer of the show. And I'm your boy, L Boogie. Let's go.
Buddy, listen to me. So listen to me. When you listen to me, I can do this in a week. Put a hater to sleep. Sky's the limit. I got R. Kelly money. When Fiesta was winning, I got my back to the wall. Can't I handle my business, and I'm ready for war. Niggas killing for finish. See, my focus was M. My chances were slim. Counting both to per million. We should get this on film. When you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Sales wanna hold me in. My bond paid, who finna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my swell. Till they flip the switch on my shell. These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac, strap, bout to handle that. Rock the bop, bop, rock. I still that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, Geronimo. I ain't counting, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it? Say you real, you say you gangster, so-called. Slide up with that oak out, everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh?
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dunkies can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't hold me back. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers, we landing. I used to pay on that block. Dark liquor and candy. Now you look at my lot. Rose, Ferraris and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Tater. Rose, Meek Mill, Wiley. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaiah. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamond splashing, gon' flick it. On that Juicy J, they trip it. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a stick.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot them things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will mess with life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. No boy, yeah, that my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna set in my grand. These niggas wanna see me dead. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cash. These niggas ain't kept like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't fat like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Queen slipping them D's, boy, they made back white on the way.
These haters can't hold me back. These haters can't hold me back. These haters
can't hold me back. D-Hater can't hold me back. D-Hater can't hold me back. D-Hater can't hold me back.
The streets is talking sports talk show. We back in the asylum. We got a lot of people shaking the bars, throwing us a kite, wanting to get in. As usual, NFL wild card weekend. Bama got busted. They got rolled tied by the Sooners. Last night, we got Ohio State and Clemson playing in the Orange Bowl. It's 7-7 with about 5:44 left to go in the first quarter. See how we in the streets, we get you everything. The Cotton Bowl on too. Missouri and Oklahoma State, they're on right now as well. In row, that's what the score of that game is. 0-0.
Oh, yeah, they playing a tight one. That's a Cotton Bowl. That's a good matchup, man. Oklahoma State against Missouri. I'm telling you, that's going to go down to the wire, too. You know what I'm saying? Happy New Year to my mama. I see you, Mama Hudge. Oh, we got a live show tonight. It's a lot of people on. You know what I'm saying? We got the street officials. Just for those who don't know, welcome to 2014. It's the Shit Talking, hosted up and linked up with the sports officials. And, I mean, we got them all on the line. We got Nilly Nell. We got the OG Sport Table. We got TV Tech. I mean, man, we got the whole squad on, man. So we just transform, and we call it the Street Officials for those that didn't know. Now you know, 2014, you know, they come on Sundays, 10 a.m. Eastern, two-hour show. Check them out.
Hey, Ro, can I tell you something, brother? Can I tell you something, Ro? I just wanted to tell the asylum, man, I ain't snitching. I'm just on work detail, bro. That's why I'm not myself.
You know what I'm saying? That's 100 right there. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no snitch. That's why we all locked up in the same cell.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just on work detail, bro. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? So if you want me to pass something along to your cellmate down the block, just let me know, man. I'm going to do. I got you,
you
man.
You know how we get down. We
and I'm at work.
The people paper on a string.
I'm at work. I'm on a furlough.
You know how we do. Yeah.
I'm on a furlough, baby.
Y'all know what time it is, man. We got to go deep into the asylum to get this guy. Because, man, you know, he always stirring it up on our show. For those that already know, you know who coming in. And, you know, the pot be boiling hot. And you ain't no telling what's going to happen when we bring him in. L Boogie. So, man, let's bring in the chef one time. You want to bring in the chef one time, L Boogie?
Man, am I going to bring, of course. Man, Mr. Controversy always cooking up something fresh for you. Hot plates, man. From Cleveland, Ohio, Huff Heights, 93rd, 3rd Good Marshal, one of Cleveland's finest. The chef, a.k.a. Oof, a.k.a. cook your ass to death. A.K.A. a place to have it opened up on Martin Luther King Day. A.K.A. you can't stop greatness. A.K.A. the chef. What's the deal, baby?
Oh, man. Oh, man, man, y'all just made that sound extra. Man, ooh, New Year's coming in. Y'all got the street officials on here. Oh, my God. It's the new. What's up, players? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up with it?
What's up with it?
Oh, man, you know, I'm about to bring the excitement, the controversy to this show. How y'all enjoy y'all New Year's, man? Huh?
Oh, my God.
Cool, man. You know, put it in. You know, trying to make it exciting for this year, man. Hope it won't be like 2013.
Oh, man, absolutely, man. Absolutely. What's up, T-Ro? L Boogie? What's up?
You know we here. It's Friday. We would rather be nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? Wild weekend coming up. I can't wait to hear your pick'em. I really can't wait to hear your pick'em.
I'm still drunk from New Year's Eve. These can't hold me back. I'm still drunk from New Year's Eve, baby. What's up?
No doubt.
Hey, it's a lot of controversy going on, and I'm telling y'all right now, I'm turned up, and I'm letting y'all know something right now. I ain't holding back a damn thing tonight. Listen. It's Friday.
Well, then get your pickles out. Who you got Saturday? Because I know that you like to stir up some stuff
First game, Kansas City against Indianapolis. Second game, New Orleans and Philly. Tell me who you got.
Man, I got KC. Man, I got the Chargers.
Uh-oh.
I got Philadelphia Eagles with them Philly steaks there. I'm going to get me a Philly steak. And I'm going with them cheese heads. I want cheese, cheddar, oil on top of everything. They're my four pickles, man. They're my four pickles. I know, and listen, I just ain't talking either. I'm putting my ticket in Vegas. I ain't talking. I ain't doing no talking. Let's go.
Cheese. There you go.
Hey, I don't know.
Check this out, controversy. I don't know if the controversies have been listening to the show in the last couple of weeks, but tell them your four picks of who will not win the Super Bowl this year.
I am telling y'all guys who are not going to win the Super Bowl this year. It will not be the Seattle Seahawks, the Denver Broncos. It will not absolutely be the New England Patriots, and it will not absolutely not be the New Orleans Saints.
I'm with that.
Guaranteed.
I'm with him on that, though.
Nilly Neal, what do you think about that? Talk to me. OG, where you at? OG, where you at?
OG with him.
What do you think about that,
OG? OG with him. I got to agree with you, Oomph, on that. I got to agree with you. Them guys is not making the Super Bowl. They not about to be the Super Bowl champions this year. So I got to agree with Oomph on that one.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? I got to agree with
you. Not what? Seattle? You don't think Seattle can win the ball?
No.
Listen, teams get hot at the right time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't think they're going to make it all the way to the Super Bowl, me personally.
Seattle struggle outside their own home field, bro. That's all I got to say.
You know what I'm
saying? I'm with it.
Yeah, but the thing is, man, they're going to be on their home field. I mean, somebody got to get down to Seattle and win down there when it's cold or rainy
in
this time of year, man. I don't see it happening.
But the chef said they won't win the Super Bowl. He didn't say they won't get there.
Yeah, they won't win.
They ain't going to win it. So I'm with him on that one.
They're not going to win it. Peyton, Brady not going to win. It's over for them. You guys might as well hang it up. It's over for them.
So you telling me Andrew Luck or Phillip Rivers going to win the Super Bowl? Is that what y'all telling me?
That's what I'm telling you. The Green Bay Packers are going to win the Super Bowl.
Hey,
they ain't
going to
win. Who is
going to
win it? You know what I mean?
Hey, watch out for them Aaron Rodgers double-check cats. Them cats getting a little hot.
Yeah,
right. Hey, for the past couple weeks, in mid-November, what did I tell the asylum, man? I told the world what? The Green Bay Packers will make the Super Bowl. Did I say this, fellas?
I said it.
Y'all thought I was crazy.
Getting them cats hot.
I know football. This is what I do. I still think that's kind of hot right now. They about to pop these San Francisco dudes because I ain't believing in you. You need more people. I ain't believing in them guys. I'm telling y'all right now, man, AR came back at the exact time of which all the controversy started because guess what? It's no longer any given Sunday. It's any given Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And they brought him back at the right time. They made sure he was ready and everything and brought him right back at the right time.
Man, we going to see that man on a million commercials. We going to see that man on the – hey, listen, I'm going to ask all y'all fellas something, man. What y'all was doing on New Year's Eve, man?
Oh, man. Shit.
I was celebrating.
Yeah. I was – guess what, Oom?
My bad. What's up?
I was celebrating with my wife. That's our anniversary, baby. We were celebrating.
What's up, Boogie?
I got a song for you, too. Guess what I was doing? I was writing down my things to do list so I can check them off. Man, I'm an assassin this year. I got the things I need to check off. So I'm checking off some big ones this year, buddy. Yeah, I'm going to snipe some people this year. And I tell you what, I got a list, things to do list. People going to get sniped this year, man. And I got it.
Congratulations, Johnny Money Manziel.
That's what I was doing, y'all. That's what I was doing.
Man.
I was sitting up here enjoying this man put on the performance of which he had. Listen, the performance he put up, I'm going to tell you why I'm going to tell you why that performance was so incredible. Because they was down by so much, and he showed leadership. His leadership was dynamic. It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was magnificent. It was prodigious.
Yeah.
Man, he showed
he
showed why he is going to be the number one pick. If he don't be the number one pick, man, a lot of teams better go ahead and start playing Russian roulette.
I know you smell the money.
I smell it.
Hey,
listen,
I hope he don't be the number one pick, man. I hope he be the fourth pick.
Hey, listen, man. I'm gonna tell y'all two sneak dishes this, because you know it is 2014, and you know I don't hold my mouth with nobody. T-Row, L Boogie, man, the next time y'all two disrespect a Cleveland Browns teammate, man, a player that played for the Cleveland Browns, check y'all sales first, because I don't see not one Green Bay Packers on the list, and I don't see not one Dallas Cowboys.
Breathe, brother. Hey, man. Only one I give you credit for is Josh Gordon. And y'all gonna be coming up to trade him, and he ain't gonna even be a Cleveland Brown when next season starts.
Man, you heard what D.D. said. It's not a more dynamic person coming off that side, man.
I like Joe Thomas. I wish Joe Thomas would leave y'all to come to be with a star on his helmet. But, Josh Gordon, I like Josh Gordon. It just ain't my fault y'all was trying to trade him out before he went for his 200-yard first game.
Man,
Street question before we let you go, Chef. I gotta ask you this, and I'm sorry. You know what I mean. I have to ask you this, and you have to give me an answer. I hate to ask you. Florida State Auburn. Who you got Monday?
Man, you know who I got, man. Come on, man. You know who I got. You know who I got, man. Stop playing with me. Stop playing
you know
with me like that.
You up the mute. Let me ask you about
last night's game.
Oklahoma, Alabama, give me your take. I can't, you know, what do you think about that?
Man, check the asylum, man. For the last 3 months, I've been going to Oklahoma. Check the tape, man. Check the tail of the tape. See how many punches I've been throwing, man. You heard what Bob Stoops said? You heard what he said. He's listening. Listen, it's a difference by talking, and it's a difference by showing. He said, the SEC is overrated. Them people back there are overrated. And he sold you first play. He sold by. He sent up the world, baby.
Does the empire fall from here? Is it over with? Do they take a step back and they will not be in the hunt? Do they take a step back?
Man, listen, man. Alabama or Oklahoma won't be in the hunt. And I said it.
That's a shot right there to the kidney, baby.
Man, and I said it,
baby.
That boy got a samurai sword swinging through the crowd.
Hey, man, did y'all see that young boy, that light-skinned fella last night? The light-skinned guy? Did y'all see him? How he just, he was a threat
to brothers.
Man. Hey, y'all, check this out, man. Hey, listen, L Book, T Row, the Streets Officials, man. The restaurant opened up in 10 days, man. I know y'all smell me, man. Listen,
I will be there for the grand opening. And we're going to take some pictures on IG, and we definitely going to have the streets talking, baby. Because one thing I know about the street, this my – go ahead, Jeff.
This what we going to do. Let's give them a little twist. Next Monday and next Friday show, Streets Officials, I don't know y'all names. I over-listened to this show 3 or 4 times. Keep it on there. I would tune in. Listen, this what we going to do. I'm going to put a post up on Instagram. Okay, we going to get a street – listen, we going to say a secret code for the streets – so they can sit up here and all the people who tuning in, you're going to say something secretive. all the people who come to me on my opening day or that opening week and say exactly what L Boogie or T-Roll said or the Streets Official said, guess what? They get it for free. We going to we gonna get it tuned in. We going to get this. I'm going to show you why I'm so official, because the Streets Official might be official, but guess what? When they come in this kitchen and they come to add this up and bring in the two rare form, I am dope.
Christmas, baby.
Man, I love y'all, man.
Tell them what's up, boy.
Hey, Chef, so they can, so they, so the world, so the world can see, so the world can see some of your work. Tell them how they can, how they can see some of your work on IG, man. Tell them how they get
touch. Man, man, Taste of Heaven, A T A S T E O F H E A V E N _. Listen, man, I accept men, women's, he man, she man, I accept everything is green, because guess what? At the end, my God gift is my purpose, and that's in the pleasing your souls, man. Streets, I'm going to tell a friend, to tell a
hey,
friend,
good looking
to
out,
tell
yeah.
another girlfriend, to tell their girlfriends. Man, I love y'all, man.
Chef,
no,
chef. I am, baby.
The chef.
Chef, chef oh, if you man. Don't mind, can you come hey. On Sunday morning, man, and say it again for us, man? Because we're going Street Officials again Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., brother, at thesportsofficials.com. We're going to do it again, man, with Ro. We're going to do it again with Boogie and everybody else, man. And we want to make sure we get everybody up in the land to come and taste, get a piece of a taste of heaven, dog. That's all I'm asking for, man. Do it for your boys one time.
Hey, Chef, that's OG Scorekeeper, baby. S-C-O-R-E-K-E-P-E-R, period. And the G
no
is for
doubt.
Baby getting down and dirty with the Streets Official, baby.
And the G is silent.
Getting down and dirty with the Street Official. Heaven up, baby.
No doubt. When we come back from commercial, we're going to talk a little entertainment news. We got some entertainment news, and we call that segment of the show, What You Saying. So when we come back, we're going to have some entertainment news, and we're going to have you like, so what you saying? When we come back, 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com. Man, once again, we want to thank, man, the Sports Officials that airs every Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and they're located in Atlanta, Georgia. We do got some Atlanta, Georgia callers. Man, please. Near the end of the show, we're going to have T-Nick and the Sports Officials get their information. We want everybody to get that. Man, let's go.
The streets is talking, man. We back. We just got off the line with the chef, and I'll be down in Pittsburgh on Martin Luther King Day to open up the grand opening to A Taste of Heaven down there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Woo, what a call. Man, right now we about to get Friday, so you know what time it is. Segment of the show is called So What You Saying? This is the entertainment part of the show. Man, my little cuz, you know what I mean, he's bringing it. Last week he came up with all the information about Jay-Z and Beyonce. Woo! What he got to say about what's going on in the streets today. Yo, B, you on the line? Yo, B, what you saying?
What's up, B?
Can y'all hear me?
Oh, man. You on the line with the sports, with the streets officials, man. I got T-Nick, Nilly Neal, and OG Scorekeeper from the other sports talk show. You know what I mean? So what you got for us?
Well, last week I reported that to congratulations to Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union for, because he finally popped the question and put a ring on it. But this week that I'll be reporting that he fathered a baby that was born in November, so he cheated on Gabrielle Union, although he says that they were broken up during the time of his affair with his jump off, as they would say. But she is sticking by him. He tweeted that they spent New Year's Eve together and it was full of ups and downs, but they are still close than ever, and she is going for it, and she will continue to marry him. So that's interesting. Very, very interesting. Sad note starting off the year. TV
I know
legend.
You smell of money.
You said what?
I know you smell of money.
She got her own money. She don't need his money.
I don't know. He makes 17
million
a year. I don't know if
she's
making that kind of money.
go ahead, B. Continue. What else you got for us, B?
Well, on the side of TV legend James Avery passed away from complications during open heart surgery earlier this week. He was the father slash uncle on the hit sitcom The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. He was 65 years old. Queen Latifah's hit talk show has been killing in ratings since it debuted this fall, and now it's being seen nationwide, and it's also been picked up in my market, which is Cleveland, and it will be on CBS Mondays at 3 o'clock. The movie that dropped today is Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones. And the number one movie in America, again, is still The Hobbit. So it's been killing in the ratings. And the Miss Miley Cyrus had the internet all the rage when allegedly she said that she is better than Beyonce and Beyonce is old. And all Beyonce's fans, you know, took to Miley's Twitter and attacked her. But today was a lot of damage control coming out when her publicist and the magazine and even Miley Cyrus came forward and said that she never made that statement. So even though it's out there, we don't know what's true and what's false, but she's claiming she didn't make it. So we don't know where the rumor started from. And that's it.
That's lovely.
But
hey,
you put me up on some damn right there.
Yeah.
Lovely news, brother. Lovely news, man.
So, B, do you think that she really said that about Beyonce, or do you think that was a published error?
I hope she didn't really say it, but I think it was probably just a publicity stunt just to keep things going.
Hey, B, this is T-Nick with the Sports Officials. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I want to jump back to that Gabrielle Union and D-Wade. You know, seeing that Gabrielle Union was actually a jump off when D-Wade was married, Can she really be too upset with him having a baby with somebody else, knowing that she was the jump off from the get-go? You see, can she really be mad at that?
I mean, I understand, because how you get them is how you lose them. So I guess she technically couldn't be mad. But still, it's still wrong.
Hey, I'm with you, dog. How you get them is how you lose them. You couldn't have said it better, dog. I appreciate that.
He's 10 years older than him. Hey, good job, Mr. OG Scorekeeper. Good job, B.
Thank you.
There you have it. And B, why don't you give the world your information and where they can listen to your show?
You can listen to Know That Radio on NorthCoastUnderground.com. That's Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays from 11 to 1. Also, Brandon Carter 211 on Twitter. Brandon Carter 211 on Instagram. One Brandon Carter on Twitter. Brandon Carter on Facebook. And my blog is websites.beonair.com/jberry. So there you go.
I'm going to check you out, Brett. I'm going to see what you're talking about.
Make sure we follow you, man. Appreciate it, cuz.
Good job, B.
All right, thank you.
Book, are you alive over there?
No doubt. I'm just soaking it all in, man. I appreciate it. And listen to this. B, don't forget. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, because I know you know a lot of them.
Yeah, man. B, that's our entertainment guru, ladies and gentlemen. For those that didn't know, man, Happy New Year to you, B. You know what I'm saying? B be bringing us the entertainment every Friday. Man, that's the hottest news, you know what I'm saying? I can't believe that, you know, Uncle Phil died, man. Damn, Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil, man.
I know, yeah, I know.
Uncle Phil.
Yeah, I was trying to offer that too, T. Rogan.
Yeah, that's crazy, though, man. Yep. But, yeah, moving on, you know,
okay,
we still got some sports to talk about.
You
know what I'm saying? Let's get back to this sports thing. Hey, in the Tostitas Fiesta Bowl down here in Glendale, Arizona, we had a shocking, I don't know if it was so much of an upset. Everybody keep calling it an upset. But we had University of Central Florida play Baylor. And, boy, did somebody raise their NFL stock draft by going out and beating up on Baylor, which would be the University of Central Florida quarterback, Blake Bortles. Boy, he just ran through Baylor and just passing and, man, woo, running. I mean, that's a big boy. Now, let me ask you, Street. I mean, let me ask you this, sports officials. Where do you see the quarterback? I'll start with you, OG. Where do you see this quarterback, Blake Bortles, really getting picked in the draft coming up in April?
I see him going to Jacksonville.
I think
he's going to be a top five. Cause they've been hyping this guy up. You know, he had a good bowl game and everything. So I'm hoping Jacksonville take him and got his money for the Cleveland. So flat out, I'm gonna keep it simple. I'm hoping that he goes to Jacksonville. And got his money for the Cleveland.
Oh man, you know what? Hey, everybody who know me, man, you know I'm gonna go back to the tape. I'm gonna go to YouTube and I'm gonna put up some clips. You know, I'm going to check out his footwork and his arm strength, man. I'm going to see if he can play in the NFL. Because I watched the other kid from Fresno State, and everybody said the same thing that they were saying about Bortles, and I didn't see it. I mean, so I got to go back to the tape again, man. I got to see, man. I kind of agree with OG Scorekeeper. At the best-case scenario, he'll go number three to Jacksonville just because he's a Florida native, and he'll probably put more butts in the seats in Jacksonville. But at worst, man, I probably see the Raiders, man, taking a crack at a man down there at number 7 or number 6, you know, at whatever pick they got, man. The kid, obviously, man, has a top 10 talent, man. Everybody says he has size, strength, and arm strength. And that's another thing. But see, I don't really know about his upside, man, because I haven't got a chance to really see a lot of this kid, man. Ask me this question, man, about a month from now, man, once I watch the tape, man. I'll really give you the skinny on it for real.
Let me ask you this, T-Nate.
Go ahead,
Rose Bowl.
the Rose Bowl. Michigan State beating up on Stafford. Is this a curse of Stafford? That's their third loss in a row. You know what I mean? In the granddaddy of them all.
You know, I want to tell you, I want to do a side note. The statement I'm about to say is not the view of the street officials. I just want you all to know that, okay? It's not the view of the streets are talking. It's not the view of the sports officials show as a whole. But I'm going to tell you this. Jonathan Martin, my boy that came out, I forgot his name real quick, the center, one of the twins who came out of the closet. What's his name, Bill? One that came out of the closet.
Jason Collins.
Man, that boy is soft as tissue. Like Mr. Whoopi used to say, don't squeeze the shaman. I'm just telling you. It ain't no curse, man. You know what I'm saying? To get in the Stanford, you got to be smart, okay? You got to be real smart. Ain't no street dudes going to Stanford. They're not going to Stanford, man. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Street dudes, they're going to Michigan State. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes up the street of Detroit, they're going to make an end to Michigan State. I mean, you've seen that. You know, so the thing I want to say is, did you see the man who was standing next to the coach of Michigan State, the little youngster, and trying to dump the Gatorade on him? He grabbed the Gatorade, cooler like, nah, y'all ain't about to dump it on him. Did y'all see that? And that was OG right now. I ain't never seen that before.
Did you see that? He grabbed the Gatorade bucket
when they was about to dump it on the coach after he beat Stanford, and like, nah, y'all ain't about to get him with that. Coach jumped away untouched. Untouched. You know what I'm saying? Untouched, man. You know, so it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But real quick, I just want to touch in on it. I'm going to tell you right now, the boy from UCF, Central Florida, if he was smart, he'd stay in school, man. The boy ain't ready. You know what I'm saying? OG speaking with his heart. Billy Neal speaking with his heart. They want him to come out so Jacksonville can get him, so the Browns can get Johnny Money Manziel. But you're speaking with your heart. I'm about to speak reality. The boy ain't ready for the NFL. Y'all heard Neal. He said he got to go back and look at clips on him. You ain't got to look at clips on Johnny Manziel. You ain't got to look at clips on Bridgewater. But this dude right here, he ain't ready. As T-Row would say, I'm sorry, not T-Row, Boogie, as you would say, we don't believe you. You need more people. That's all I got to say about that. Street! The one question I want to pose to the Clevelanders, because I know you're about to go to break in a second, on a hot summer day in Cleveland, which pool you want to be at? Thurgood Marshall or Woodhill? You tell me, bro.
The street, baby. We're going to be in both of them. We got a key to one of them. We got a key to one of them.
Let me ask you this. Let's talk about the NBA. You had the Nets and the Knicks with impressive wins on the road last night. With the Nets, buzzer beater Joe Johnson beating OKC without, you know what I mean, Russell Westbrook. And you had, you know what I mean, your boy Shepard hitting the tip in and prevailing over the San Antonio Spurs. Do you think this will propel both teams? This is the first time this season that both teams won on the same night. The first time this season, guys.
Hey, I got to jump in on that one right quick, man. Hey, I think it'll help the Nets because they got the personnel, you know, and they built for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think they'll have a second half run once they get everybody healthy. You know, they lost Brooke Lopez, man, but they got the Plumlee kid, man, who's going to fill in nice for them as a big body. And I feel like they'll come along and get it together. The Knicks, man, they're a hot mess, man. They horrible, man. I don't even know if Woodson going to make it past the All-Star break, man, as far as being a coach, man. Because Carmelo made it clear he out of there. You know what I mean? When he opted out, he ain't coming back. You know what I mean? And everybody else on that team, man, who's making big money, man, not showing up to play, man. Raymond Felton staying hurt. Tyson Taylor, man, when he do play, man, he's not the offensive threat, man, that they paid the money for. You know what I mean? Wow. J.R. Smith's a damn fool. We already know we're going to get out of him, man. 14-3 the game. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're not ready for that, man. You know, I want to point out something real quick, but I got to make this real fast, man. I'm going to start some controversy with this one. The Thunder, man, they in trouble, man. I hate to say it. But Kevin Durant is the number two guy on that team, man. Russell Westbrook is the man. People don't want to admit that. You know what I mean? Westbrook, let that team go, man. They not anything without him, man. I mean, he give them dives. Right. He make them play defense. He the energy.
I agree with you, Neil.
You know what I mean? Like that. Hey, yes. If they don't get that kid back, yes, then, hey, they going to be the first round exit.
They'll be in trouble going. They can survive and make it through the, you know what I'm saying, through the regular season, because you don't have to sit out and dissect for four games. So they can, you know, get away with it, you know what I'm saying, squeak back games. I tell you this, and I want to say Durant's still the number one player, but the way the team is built, that's why it's crucial that Westbrook gets back, because he puts pressure on the defense. One thing as a guard,
keep pressure on.
You know what I mean? If you can't. Well, one thing that I always tell my players, being a coach, don't be a Brevin Knight. Don't come down and just dribble the ball and they can just guard you. You better be a
Rod pressure on the defense.
Tim Hardaway.
Right.
Every time you touch the ball, be a threat, and that's what Westbrook is. And when you have a guy like that, like a Damian Lillard, putting pressure on your defense, see, LaMarcus Aldridge is still the number one player, but you need that other guy to put pressure on the defense so you can have easy shots as a superstar. You know what I mean?
Pressure
Michael Jordan without Scottie Pippen. He couldn't do it without Pippen putting pressure on the defense. And it made it look easier for Mike to do his thing.
Mike still got his regardless, though.
LeBron James with Dwayne Wade, they put pressure on the defense. When you got one guy that can put pressure on the defense, it makes the other superstar, the main guy, a little bit, you know, easier down the stretch. See, Westbrook can do all that in the beginning because you need that strength to close the game down the stretch. And that's the problem with Durant. He doesn't have enough energy to close out. And that's what those second guys do for you. Keep it close for you so you can close out near the end of the game. That's from my experience. Look at Kobe and, you know, his time with Shaq. Kobe with his time with Andrew Bynum and Paul Gasol and Ron Artest. Get those buckets, but when it's time to close, that number one guy needs to close.
Yeah, but Kobe put pressure. He was the one putting pressure on the D. LeBron puts pressure on the D. You know what I'm saying? Mike put pressure on the D. Them the cats do it. Now, they got help
Dwayne
from the other cats.
Dwayne Wade put
tremendous pressure. Oh, he's a baller. He put pressure on the D, too. LeBron put pressure on the D before Wade.
No, that's what I'm saying is that when you want your number one guy to close, that number two guy has to – be the one to put the pressure on, because you're going to score
the number one.
But listen, Boogie, though,
no,
but Boogie, okay. But what about when the number two guy go down? The number one guy got to close. No fucking excuses.
Ask LeBron. He couldn't do it by himself. He didn't have enough to close, OG.
He won games. He just didn't win a championship.
Ask Dr. J with Moses Malone. They couldn't win
championships. Now they was closing games. Now you see what I'm saying? They couldn't win championships. Them cats close the game. They put pressure on some cats. They couldn't win no championship. You need somebody to help you win them championships.
And you know, OG, that's the only thing you play for is championships.
Right.
We don't judge guys on regular season. We judge them on championship.
Right.
Go ahead, T-Nick.
I think what Boogie was saying, man, they got to have that filler, man. You know, like you were saying, like Mike closed games. Mike had Randy Brown, you know, and the light that came in between the filler. And Kukoc, right. So, you know, if you remember, man, when Mike was playing, he sat down at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And he didn't come in until about
4 or 5 minutes into the fourth quarter, and then he played the rest of the way. He got to get his legs.
Okay, what about before Mike got anybody? Before Mike got anybody, he was closing games. He just went winning.
He didn't win. He did. But what he was saying was like you just said, he wasn't winning championships. You know what I'm saying? That's the
right. But he was closing games.
Yeah, but you can close a regular season game. But what
Joe Johnson
was saying when it comes
to
Hey, check it out.
Hey, check it out. Hey, look. Westbrook is the guy. I mean, when I say that, I mean, look, KD is the most offensive, explosive guy in the league. He leads everybody offensively. I mean, nobody can guard him. We get that. I understand that. But what I'm talking about, the man on the team, when everybody turns, well, we need a bucket here. Well, we need the momentum change on defense here. Well, we need a stop there. Well, we need an assist here. You know what I mean? Well, we need the ball getting cross half court when the pressure's turned up. We're giving it to this one-man record crew. We're going to get the ball down the floor, man, and take over the game, man. They're looking at Westbrook, man. Westbrook is
Let me say this, Neil.
You take Kevin Durant out the equation, you have Westbrook. He will be MBG. Nothing but garbage. He is scoring 25 in your team.
I don't believe that. I ain't believing that, man. I mean, Westbrook, man, look, the guy is probably the most explosive player at that position that we've ever seen at the point guard position, man. I mean, like, he ain't been stopped yet as far as his momentum going forward, man. And now that he's got a pull-up jump shot, I mean, I think he's one of the best players in the NBA, man, like top 10 easily, man. And I think he's the unspoken leader in that locker room, like – Put like this, if we were flies on the wall in that locker room, I mean, we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now, man, because we would come out and say, oh, man, that guy is the one, like Jet Li.
Neil, hold on. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick one, and when we come back, you know we're going to jump right back to it. Hold the line. You know, it's the street officials. This happens all the time when the street officials get together. You know what I mean? So we about to take this quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump right back into it. You know how we get down. L. Bucky. T-Bro. Happy New Year.
And don't forget it. To tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Every Monday and Friday. Let's go.
CEO, it's what my title say. Me and my homie DJ Ho, he feel some type of way.
Okay, some type of way, it made the billboard, mama.
It did, mama.
I know you feel some type of way about my come up. I told her in a nice way, I ain't want her number. My nigga Dre said some type of way to hit her the mama. Pills are still blessing, I don't care about nothing. Won't remember none of this shit when I wake up. Percocet on my ass, and I done had a couple of Xans. I live by the clothes, I'm tryna stay up.
I'm still rapping my clip, baby.
Rich homie forever, ho, I gotta stay. Name another superhero with a flyer cake. You sold your soul for some money, that's the price you pay. Three shows a night, that's a 60K type of day. Estimate, LOL, smiley face. First class, R. Kelly by the flyaway. And I still got that hideaway that my private place. I know you feel some type of way about my nigga been hustling, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Souffle, I'm straight. I stay my place. Shot day, I'm a smooth operator.
I drop top of my wheel.
That car driving make you feel some type of way. That custom brightly make you feel some type of way.
Like that.
Nigga
Rick Carulla. I dropped the top of my world.
Some type of way. Some type of way. Hey, Nilly Neil, T-Nick, OG. Man, we got a caller who want to get in and talk about what we hollering about in the topic with the NBA right now. Nilly Neil brought up was that Russell Westbrook is the number one guy on OKC that makes him go, and Kevin Durant is too. Don't believe it. He's on the line right now.
Westbrook.
He's from L.A.,
Westbrook,
a.k.a. Baby. Los Angeles. And, you know, we call him Trizzy Trey. And that's short for AK. What's the deal, Trizzy, man? What's the deal? What's popping, man?
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to say one thing to the youngster that he has to be a youngster to say Westbrook, make that thing go. You know, lack of experience and understanding of this game of basketball, all credits to him, but he needs to get back in the lab a little longer. If anybody knows two things, they know anything about basketball, that shit floats on Kevin Durant. But, hey, LRD, we've been down this road before with the Kobe and the Shaq era, with the Paul Pierce and the Garnett era, with the Magic and the Kareem era, and so it's nothing new. But if you know anything about basketball, I just got to say, man, that team belongs to Kevin Durant, hands down.
Now, hey, Tribute Trey,
the only problem you got with OKC, man, they gotta climb a giant mountain called LeBron, man. And it's just unfortunate that they can't get through that. Ain't equipped enough.
Tribute Trey from LA. Hey dog, I hear you, man, on the streets every Friday, dog, and I respect your opinions 100%. But I'm going to let my dog, Nilly Neil, talk to you because he got the nickname from Dick Vitale as a grasshopper. He played basketball. Now, that's all he played his whole life. You know what I'm saying?
Dick Vitale was an alcoholic, man.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you, dog. I'm just gonna
Dick Vitale was an alcoholic, man.
I'm just going to let you know, dog. Nilly Neil's going to have to get with you right now because I can't. You're going to have to talk to him because he's trying to tell you you don't know about basketball.
I was going to let him finish, man, before I let loose one time, you know what I mean? But on the real, though, man, like I was explaining before, man, I got to explain it to you again, man. Look, I understand Kevin Durant offensively is the number one guy in the NBA, man. He's an offensive matchup nightmare when it comes to the ball. Offensively, I can dig that, man. You know, he can take any shot, he can make any shot. But when it comes to the ball, and when it comes to the clutch, when it comes to we need assists here, when I need a screen here, when I need a stop here, when I need for somebody to look for leadership as far as turning up a team that we need some excitement.
Yeah,
when I look for a leader, somebody who's going to take control of the game, man, give me the ball. I'm about to make this shot and take over the game and give us the momentum so we can win. Westbrook is the guy, man. And look, you seen it the other night, man. They lost. Who they lose to? They lose to the Knicks. They lost to the Nets. Come on, man. The Nets like one of the worst teams in the NBA, even with all the modern superstars on there, man. And without Westbrook, man, you can see they're not the same team, man. They're an average team
without him.
You can't Kevin Durant off that team, man. They still have a point. They still got Westbrook on that team, man. Let me make them go.
Let me respond to that right there. Now, let me say this real fast. If you've been watching the NBA, and I agree with you, Westbrook is a major piece. But at the end of the day, the people with the rings, you got to play on the block. Westbrook don't play on the block. Big men play on the block. Kevin Durant is still a young player. This take time, man. This ain't nothing you hop in real quick like six on a lowrider, man. This is a lowrider, I mean. This take time. You do piece by piece. Durant still needs to mature, but at the end of the day, the ring is coming through Kevin Durant. Westbrook ain't got no shoes people buying. Westbrook is not selling the NBA model. He's a piece of the model. Durant is the NBA right behind LeBron. So if the OKC got a chance of ever doing anything, it got to run through Durant. Now, he might have to mature and take full control and be more vocal and step up as a man to take that, but that's going to take some time. But at the end of the day, until they can understand that's running through the big man. It start on the block, then it come out. Westbrook ain't on the block for nobody. He's okay, dunking on people, but he can't even stay healthy.
Let me ask you this. We're gonna switch gears. Big game last night for Steph Curry. Is Steph Curry the best 3-point shooter you've seen in the NBA in a long time?
Is he the best 3-point shooter I've seen in a long time? I would have to say he's up there. He can shoot. That boy can shoot. He can shoot. That, I mean, if you in the last 20 years, other than maybe Dell Ellis, Ray Allen, Larry Bird,
Reggie
it ain't
Miller.
Many. He in the top five. Reggie Miller, he definitely in that top five or six, seven of 3-point shooters that come to the league, hands down.
It's unfair that he can shoot like his daddy but got handles like, Steve Nash when Steve Nash went through two MVPs. It's unfair, man.
It's the same I say, too, though. Listen to me, T-Ro. It's the same thing the way the game has changed, the way the hand checking has changed, the way the game has displayed. The only problem, again, is these little guys can't last. Durability. So it's what I was saying earlier today, back to when the man was talking about Westbrook, is the durability. All that running and jumping and dunking under 6'3", 6'4", man, it ain't lasting. You won't go long in the NBA.
Let me stop it right there, because first of all, I don't understand low rider lingo, because I'm from the South, you know, so yeah, you kind of lost me with that one, you know what I mean? But the second thing is...
Well, hell, what y'all producers, what y'all put them 28 on something? Go ahead, my
man. We're on scrubby ground up here, man. We can sit buck high down here, man. You know, we like sit high, you know. We're sitting low. You know what I'm saying? But let me get back to what you said about Westbrook, man. Before he got hurt, man, he was leading the NBA, man, in consecutive games played, man. He played like his whole career, man, played every single game. I mean, without missing one. From Beverly in the playoffs.
Westbrook is not even the best point guard in the league. What you talking about?
I mean that's arguable. That's real arguable right there, man. For pound for pound, for somebody who's as explosive as that dude is, for what kind of jump shot he got, the kind of defense
Westbrook.
He played. You know what I mean?
But he's not the best.
I believe he's everything to that team.
Westbrook is a phenomenal player, but he still got no rings, and he is not the best point guard in the NBA. He raw though. And OKC. It's not going anywhere, and I'm saying it right now, and I'm telling this, I'm prophesizing this, Kevin Durant will be a Laker, and I'm done with it.
man,
we
got
hey, he's too
man,
big.
Man.
Oh,
that
no.
The only way he's going to win, bro.
Street question tonight.
You going to have to leave OKC to win
BCS
something.
BCS game Monday. Florida State,
huh?
Auburn, who you got and why?
Florida State, because I'm an SEC hater.
Hey, come on, man. You hating all over the South, man.
Come on, I'm from the West, baby.
I mean, you got to come out of here. Hey, man, hey, come down to 285 one time. Let me buy you a drink down here, man.
Hey, but listen to this. Who put Westbrook on? UCLA. I think that's where he went, right?
Yeah.
He put them on over there, man.
No, man. That's your boy, man. You hating on
it. No, I'm not. I'm with you, man. That boy can go. He is definitely can go. He's top
five. KK.
He's top five, but I'm going to say this. I would like to see Florida State do it because I am a little sick of the SEC. But, hey, however it works, it's going to work. But I'm rolling with Florida State. I want to see that. I want to see Bridgewater get it.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, we appreciate the love, man. Happy New Year.
You mean Winston, man. Look at you. You all over the place.
He can't go, man. We let him go, man.
Hey, super producer Ro, can I get in for just a second? Because I didn't want to interrupt. You know, he had some great points, man, but when he kept talking about getting in the post, Kevin Durant is 6'10". And when's the last time you seen him in the post? Let alone the low post. When's the last time you seen him do a high post? You know what I'm saying? the last game that he was talking about, you know, that Neil and them, that him, they was going back and forth about, you know, between the Nets and the Thunder. Kevin Durant was 8-for-13. He took 13 shots. Reggie Jackson, the point guard, the backup point guard, took 13 shots. So those are the two, they tied for the highest shots against the Thunder. So if Kevin Durant is a man, there ain't no way in hell that a backup point guard can take the same shot that I take in the game. Nobody would allow that. Not D-Wade, LeBron, Kobe, Reggie Miller, Jordan.
Well, that's the makeup of their team. And other guys got to make up shots. And let's not forget, Dirk Nowitzki started off like that. And when he started getting on the post, that's when they beat Miami.
I'm with you, bro. I mean, I'm with you too, Boogie. You know, and I hate to skip sports, but your boy Chris Cooley, the punter from Minnesota, the NFL stands for No Fruit Loops. Just believe that, bro. Just want you to know that.
I like that one.
That was a good
one.
Already. Well, hey, you know, the street officials, it's time for us to say goodbye, man. You know what it is, man. We definitely going to holler at y'all on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. T-Nick, Nilly,
Nilly,
OG, straight
OG
from the sports officials. Find them on
Sunday morning.
We're going to do this all over
again. Learning Sunday morning.
What y'all
do,
man?
Looking out, fellas.
On Sunday, man.
T-Nick, get a word of information.
Say it again, brother.
Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time.
What's the number, go?
805-856-2856. You rocking with the sports officials, baby. We not artificial. We official. Call in Sunday, L.A. L.A., call in Sunday, L.A. Call in, chime in with us, man. Keep it moving productions, baby.
Yes,
well, hey,
sir.
Before we move out, you know, I got to let my little youngster say it one time. We love y'all.
Great, baby. That's from the youth. You know what I mean? Sports officials. Been a lot of fun, man. Much love to y'all, man. Happy New Year once again, you know?
What's up? Real learning, baby. Have a know, baby.
L-Bug, man, you know what time it is, man. It's Freestyle Friday. For the Fanatic Friday, you know. What you want to do? You want to take a quick commercial, go to some instrumentals, man, get your mind right? My dude got to get his mind right real quick, you know what I mean? So we're going to take a little break, man. We come back. You know how we get down, man. We're gonna definitely do this, man. You know, today was like taking a war tour. You know what I'm saying? We had everybody on the high. Much love to everybody. Happy New Year from the street. You know how we do it. Hell, Boogie, you know what it is. It's time to do the damn thing, man. I know you're ready to do the damn thing. So whenever you're ready, Big Pippa, you know how we get down, man. I know you're feeling good. You've been disrespecting all evening. So I don't know what's in your cup, but I know you got something jazzy in you. You know what I mean? Great game zone. Oh, man. It's going down tonight. You know what I mean? And the streets is talking, man. We know what's going down up there with Andrew Bynum, man. We know what's going down. No question. But yeah, let me go ahead and get started, man. Andrew Bynum, we know what you did to the staff. You was plugging assistant coach wife in the ass. Oh, man, the streets is talking. I'm getting ill on the mic. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm going at niggas' wives. That's how you get them, because they don't need a lot of money. Yep, in my city, because when I go home, they be acting funny. Man, they said I could come back to the spot, but I'm like, Pop, man, what you going to do, man? I got a Glock. Man, I've been shot, and I don't care what they're going to say. It's the streets, homeboy. I live around the way. I got T-Row. I got Skeeter. Jenkins Johnson III. I don't know what you heard, but, man, I'm coming through with some syrup. Man, I done slang everything. You know the man. I don't know what you going to do, dog, because I'm always in command. I'm like A-Rod. I'm in the huddle. I'm calling out plays. I don't know what you going to do, dog. I'm like K in the stray. I don't know what they going to say when I slay they lamb. I'm coming at you, dog. What's up, kid? I'm coming for the jam. Hey, yo, OG, I remember when you was hooping up at Adams. I was coming back at the spot, going to C-Town, talking about look at him. Oh, man, you motivated me when we played at 7. I went for triple-doubles, 20 points and 11. That's assists. Maybe go for 7 rebounds. And after the game, we going to go down here to C-Town. That's downtown in the West District. I don't know, man. I ain't know how we used to celebrate. Let me stop before they take us off the spot. I'm through, homeboy. I am what you always wanted to be, but you're not. Oh!
Boy, feeling good. I told you it was something that butt dry. That's what I'm talking about, yo, bud. Tell about 15, 20, hobby. You know what I mean? Boy, go hard. Let's take it down south, man, before we get up out yonder. You know what I mean? Happy New Year, man, to everybody down there in NPT. You know what I mean? For those that don't know what that is, that's North Park, Texas. You know what I mean? 5,000 rep all day, every day. Yo, Skeeter Mo, Jenkins Johnson III. Where you at, dude?
Man, you know I'm right here, man. You know what it do. Happy New Year to everybody.
What
man,
the deal, bro,
love.
Bro?
How was your New Year? How you bring in the New Year, Pepe?
Oh, man, you know, I try to stay safe as possible. You know, them laws are out.
Absolutely. Everywhere. You know what it is. Well, man, go on and close us out, man. You know how we get down. It's the street.
Already, man. One more time for your mind, man. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III, you heard? Yeah. Okay. It's a new year. I mean, a new day. Time to take off on their ass like Bobby Boucher. I ain't playing the field and I don't ride the bench. I coach the team now and dig them out the trench. My pockets don't stuff, my wallet won't close. I'm smoking on this green crack out of Humboldt. My blunt is super thick, I mean hella big. I'm a fucking smoking pro, I mean a veteran. I need my medicine to self-medicate. I need a whole suite to self-medicate. These Patron shots got me gone, man. I'm so high, I can't even sing on my own, man. I'm gone, man.
Yeah, I'm about to let loose like Bobby Boucher on your. That's what I'm talking about, pal. Happy New Year to you, man. You know what I mean? Everybody down there, man. Hey, it's a brand new year, man. Brother, you know we love you, man. Thank you for showing us the love. You know what I mean? And I know we're going to definitely get back at you on Friday. You know what I mean?
Already. Much love, maximum respect.
Happy New Year!
Hey, that's my sis back there, Red. Happy New Year to you, sis. You know what I mean? Hey, Skeeter Mo, who you got? Florida State, Auburn, before we let you go.
Man, I'm going with Florida State, man.
Asmin winner.
No doubt.
Going with the Florida State. There you have it. Yeah, Elbug, you know, man, much love to you, man. 2014, man. My motto for this year, man, just do it better. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what it is, just do it better than what you did in 2013. You know what I mean? Let's do what we do, baby. You know I love you. Much love to everybody, man. It's a brand new year, man. I'm ready to get it in. Once again, Grand Canyon, I see you, baby. Damn, Coach Dan Martin, I'm going to start calling you Uncle Dan. Boy, I love the excitement you bring on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? They're doing big things down there at Grand Canyon. We'll see you tomorrow. New Mexico State, be the next victim. You know what I'm saying? We're going for two in a row, El Boogie.
Oh, yeah. I'm with it. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that listened to the show, the show. I'll be down there Monday, pre-game show before the national championship. We'll be on live. I'll be at the game up in Pasadena. Your boy, El Boogie, I'll be there live. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got to keep the excitement, man. I'm going to be in the streets as usual. Have some insight on the game, who's playing, who's not, and you know how it always is, man. People who talk don't know. People who know don't talk. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop, Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And, Ro, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go.
Boy, that boy cold. This for you, T-Nick, and your wife. Happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, yo. The remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, Yo, Test Smooth.
Test Smooth, straight face.
Check it out. Yo, your love is like perfection. Like perfection. My protection. My protection. My resurrection. Let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that Bad Boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'll kick you in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's rock, house stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby. Oh, in the eyes. Can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby. Like this, let's rock. Puff up from B.I.G. Big round with your man Squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. Right. You can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Hey, damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Little mama scoop me in the big body. Come on. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody. Montana. Sing. Ain't nothing like a Bad Boy remix. Lady, that's cool.
And if they try to break us down.